from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What does that look like on a mantle? It's the mental mantle.
Now back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Willard and Dibbs, here's Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hey, Goo, are you superstitious, or do you believe in jinxes?
Yes, that's why I believe in sport gods, all the gods,
oh.
Haircut gods, all everything.
So you won't, for example, you wouldn't walk under a ladder.
Well, no, that's the black cat. All mine is for sports.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So, like, how long have we been in this studio? Do you know offhand? Has it been a year?
I want to say almost going on. I'd say about 15 months.
Oh, I'd say a year plus.
Okay.
I don't believe in jinxes. At all.
Didn't we move in October?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember.
But it sounds like Sam
week.
Does.
All right, so let's say 9 months. Coming up on a year. Coming up on a year.
What is time, really?
Exactly.
Damn you, Sam. What did I say, 15?
See, I don't believe in jinxes, and I've just noticed something that some people might keep under their hat, but I'm not going to.
Let's let it ride, baby.
I'm not telling you, so don't ask. I haven't spilled anything in the new studio yet.
Look at my guy.
Not one thing.
But that's just so whack that
what?
The countdown has just
begun.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But that's my point, is I don't believe in jinxes. Like, that doesn't, now he's in trouble. Now he's going to, no.
Yeah. Nobody's ever called you a klutz, but come on, man.
Very, very coordinated.
Dude, you had the thing smoking like the Millennium Falcon when you spilled the last. And how many times have I had your back like Top Gun? Cover me. I'm going in. And I was... And then I spill some, Guru, you spill some over there.
That's not
me. Hey, boss. You come on now.
That's not me.
That's accurate.
All right, two things. One is we have a little 49er nugget to drop on you guys right now. And then we can go a little bit into big picture. But Mike Florio, Pro Football Focus, was on today on the Pat McAfee Show.
Mm.
And he was talking about Brandon Ayuk. And to me, we're getting more and more info about specifically Brandon Ayuk. And things are starting to add up. And I don't think it spells anything good for Ayuk. This is Mike Florio from today on the Pat McAfee Show. Take a listen.
You know, it's funny. He'd been very compliant. He hadn't asked to be traded. There was a time before the draft where, as they were haggling over what he is worth, his agent was given permission to see if other teams would pay him what he was looking for. And at the time, it was $28 million a year. It's probably higher than that now because the market's changed. I'm told there were five teams that were ready to go and give him what he wanted, what the 49ers wouldn't give him. But they couldn't work out a deal with the 49ers for a trade. And, you know, from the 49ers' perspective, this is where it gets a little screwy. You've got five other teams that were willing to pay him what he wants and give you something to get him. Why won't you just pay him what he wants? So he's taken the stand now. He's asked to be traded. We'll see if he shows up for camp. But one thing about the 49ers, we've seen guys, you got to be the squeaky wheel to get paid. You got to be Deebo Samuel, demand to be traded for weeks, and you get paid. Nick Bosa, hold out until right before the start of the season. You get paid. I think Ayuk is shifting into, I'm done being a nice guy here because that didn't give me anything. I'm going to start agitating to either get the contract I deserve or get traded to a team that'll pay me. I think one thing we can all agree on, $14.1 million is criminally low for a guy who was a second-team All-Pro, second in the league in yards per target. He had 1,300-plus receiving yards on only 105 targets last year. Imagine what he could do if he was getting the ball thrown his way 180 times like CeeDee Lamb.
All right, so Mike Florio is pro Brandon Ayuk, is what it sounds
like. Yeah, but I'll steal one of your lines.
Mm.
They don't really want to trade him.
No.
If five teams have called, hello, 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 that's five. And they were like, nothing's good enough. You've always said, Goo, they don't want to trade him. And I get it. He's stellar.
This is like, this reminds me of when the 49ers had Garoppolo and they were asking for two first-round picks. Oh, we can't get anything for Garoppolo. Well, you're not getting two first-round picks for Garoppolo. So what you're really telling teams are, or is, you don't want to move him. And I'm convinced now the San Francisco 49ers don't want to move Brandon Ayuk unless they get a haul. And then, two, I'm starting to think that they are really going to put him in a box and make him make a tough decision as to whether to report next week, which I don't think he will, and then we'll see what happens after that. But let me ask 49er fans this. Does it still sound with Ayuk like it's business as usual, or do you feel like it might be something more than just the normal course of negotiations that the 49ers have undergone with other players over the last, let's say, 3 to 5 years? 888-957-9570 is the number. And with that little piece of information, does that make you think anything differently? Mike Florio saying the 49ers had five teams before the NFL draft that were willing to trade for Brandon Ayuk and pay him $28 million. Clearly, the 49ers wanted at least a first-round pick, but I read the story, too, which gave additional information to what Mike Florio said, Goo, and in the story, he has executives, or at least one executive, saying they want too much for Ayuk. So
they're being unrealistic.
The odds of a team, you know, a team's got to do two things. They got to be willing to pay Ayuk, and then they got to be willing to give something up in order to make Ayuk one of the highest paid receivers in the league. And who's going to do that?
Yeah, nobody.
Like, who's going to do that?
I don't believe anybody. And I'll tell you this, after hearing that soundbite from Florio Stani, who I like, that to me lets me know if five teams have called, the Niners know better. They don't want to give them up. They're going to play hardball. He'll most likely play on his fifth-year option.
Oh, so you think that's what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt now.
And oh, no doubt.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
So you're
mind.
Not giving him any opportunity to get this thing done in terms of a contract extension, just like the other guys? Deebo?
No, that's still out there. Okay. My point is he's going to still be in the red and gold.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I went back because, you know, when it first came out and he did the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark Steiny, I just caught pieces of it. I went and watched that thing in its entirety. And the last question of the podcast was, what's your prediction, Brandon? What uniform will you be wearing this season? And Steiny, he sat there, tick, 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 and he goes, 49er uniform. And everything that I'm hearing, the tea leaves, it's going in that direction. I don't think they're going to be so cold to make him play on that fifth year. I know I just said it, but I won't be shocked. But you drafted Ricky Pearsall on draft night. If you really thought you could, or you wanted to, or could be the same, or if not better with Pearsall, you could have traded him then, and you didn't. So that just leads me down to what we just heard Mike say. You know, when did Deebo get his? When did Bosa get his? He held out. But I think Ayuk is going to be a Niner. That Monday night against the Jets.
Are you at any point, how do I want to put this? So, Gu, are you starting to realize that professional sports are a business? That it's not, oh, we're a family, and if Brandon wants $28 million, we'll give him $28 million.
You're funny.
You see what I'm saying here, Gu?
Life is
this
a business.
This is the San Francisco 49ers, and they're telling Brandon Ayuk, you know what? We can live without you.
But to the average fan,
we ain't moving you.
Okay.
We ain't moving you.
And that's why you just double back and ask. They won't be that cold. Somehow they're going to come to a resolution.
Yeah, probably now for $23 million, and he's going to take it.
I just feel like they're penny pinching, in a sense. If it's 26 or 28, or the 26 is gone, which it could be, I just feel like a dude of that caliber, maybe I got him on a higher pedestal than they believe.
Well,
maybe Kyle's saying, I can make Pearsall that, or Juwan Jennings, a combo.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, and I got to get this, get this off my chest.
Yep.
I asked you, do you think this is a deterrent, or, you know, is this bothersome to the team? But I do know now, when camp starts, this Brandon Ayuk situation has now superseded any regular football question we had about the team.
Hmm.
That's not going anywhere, but he's already high. They, together, collectively, this thing's leading off First Take and all the shows, the Brandon Ayuk. We had Acho on. We didn't talk about the Niners, you know, X's and O's, because you got questions there. So that's why, Stoney, I believe you have to have your house in order when you win a chip. You know what? This is nothing. But the fact that you want to get back and hit the ground running. And what did we say about Bosa? Oh, his mama said he was eating his top ramen and he was in shape. Season ends. He says he wasn't in the best shape. Debo held out. What happened with him? You know what? I wasn't in the... So there is collateral damage of not having your stuff in order from everybody involved.
You brought up something interesting, and it got me to thinking, what is the 49ers' biggest issue right now? Is it Brandon Ayuk, or is it something football related? I think that's a really good question, to be honest with you. And if you said, Steiny, what's the 49ers' biggest issue right now? I still would think it's a football issue. And I'm going to think it's a football issue until we start passing the dates in which other 49ers have gotten paid. So I'm going to operate under the premise that...
That would be smart, too.
That Ayuk right now is not the biggest issue. So what do I think the biggest issue is? And I was thinking about this yesterday, and I actually wrote down a few things.
Right.
To me, the biggest... And I don't know if it's an issue, but it's an obstacle or challenge, is how do the 49ers avoid complacency in the regular season? That's the one thing I do wonder about, because in essence, I compare this team, the 49ers, to the Warriors.
You did do that.
They've been to four NFC championships. They're just like the Warriors, except they haven't won four titles. But they've been ultra successful. And so they've gone to four NFC championship games in 5 years, and they know they're a damn good team. They know they probably have the personnel to do it again, to get to the Super Bowl, but they still have to go through the grind of getting there. And to me, that's going to be something that they're going to have to overcome, because they're going to realize at various points during the year how long the season is. And I think it's going to be a mental issue that they're going to have to overcome.
I'm not mad at that. I'll say I disagree, because right now, Stoney, I'm assuming... after them winning, you know, 12 games last year, and, you know, we find out on Christmas that the other teams are in their league or whatnot, like the Baltimore Ravens, and we saw what the Chiefs did and what Green Bay almost did, shocking the world in the playoffs on the road here. At Levi's, it's health for me, Stoney. It just is. It's health. Now you're going to be like, Goo, that's football, but I know, but now what happens if Purdy gets hurt? What happens if McCaffrey goes down? That, to me, supersedes.
Well, I mean,
you know, the complacency.
Aren't the answers simple? Then you're done. Like, it's so, and we've done this for 10 years.
But when Trey Lance went down, they weren't done.
Well, you know he stunk.
I know,
but he wasn't their best quarterback. But Purdy's their best quarterback.
But we didn't know Purdy was their best quarterback. Normally, when Jimmy was on the ground.
So you think Dobbins is better than Purdy?
No, I'm saying we didn't know until we saw Purdy do what he did. Normally, that's the kill shot to a season, like you just assumed. But they didn't die. They actually got better. You know what I mean? From Jimmy going down.
And so why are you worried about injuries then? They've overcome him in the past.
Well, because of Dobbs. I don't think he's Purdy.
Dobbs is more proven than Purdy was when Purdy took over.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, like, I never worry about injuries.
But with the Warriors, you do.
Well, that's because they're old. The Warriors are old. And I make a big differentiation between a guy who's 26 and gets hurt, because you know he's going to come back the next year.
So that's why Pearsall don't even concern you,
right? Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. We don't even know what the injury is.
It's bothering
to be worried about something you don't even know about.
But if it was something minute, it would be
my point is this. If they lose McCaffrey, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. If they lose Purdy, they're not going to win the Super Bowl, probably. And that's something I think you could pick two to three players off any team and say the same thing. Like, why should the Chiefs be any more worried about Mahomes getting hurt than the 49ers should about Purdy?
The rat on the table for me, and that answer is so quick and fast.
Right.
They got three chips.
Well,
they've got it done.
But that's the past. Like, you can't do anything about that at this point.
But it also, like, if I were to ask you right now and the listeners, there's an added pressure of a natural pressure of the Niners to cash in during this era. So there is some pressure, not on the field, just because of how close they've gotten and how many times you're going to be able to go up to the plate with a chance to, you know, win the game.
Yeah, you don't
reside, huh?
I mean, I don't doubt there's pressure, but why do we always look at pressure as a negative? Great ones respond great to pressure.
Maybe because they haven't answered the bell on the biggest moments by blowing leads, if you want to call it that, or, you know, being right there. I just hate that we all, and right now, there's no question in my mind, Stoney, Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT right now, currently in the league. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you, I'm not going to tell you that I felt like the Niners could have beat him twice on the biggest stage. That would change a lot. He would have two losses in the Super Bowl. He doesn't. They won, but a lot of that was the Niners' breakdowns, offensive line,
right, but again,
overthrows,
like, it's
defensive.
Like, they're zero. Like, I'm looking at the Niners; they're 0-0. Like, you, they can't. They can't
for this year. I got you
right. And so, when do we stop talking about them not getting it done? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they've probably, like, they have to put it behind them.
I guess I use the Andy Reid model in Philly, like. You know, when did Eagle fans think that was going to end? And it ended probably different reasons, but, you know, they got it close and they couldn't get it done.
And that's what happens sometimes with teams. They have a window, they don't get it done, and then they got to regroup. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's your concern about the Niners this year? What gives you confidence? They've been to four NFC championship games in 5 years. Are they going to another one? You tell me. Let's go to Ben. Ben is in Fairfield. What's up, Ben? How you doing, man?
I'm good, guys. Good on a Friday. Just thinking about your question about, like, is Ayuk the bigger problem or is it some other football-related thing?
Yeah.
I think the offensive line is more of a concern for me. I think you think about Chris Jones, like, 5 yards in the backfield in the Super Bowl, and McKivitz and, you know, Feliciano and Burford on that right side of the line. I'm more concerned about that and what that looks like this season than, you know, obviously Pearsall and Juwan Jennings can maybe fill in that role that Ayuk might have on the offense. So I think as far as concern, obviously the offensive line is where that starts for me.
Yeah, and I always
good point.
Think about it now this way. Would you rather have, if I told you right now, I'll give you two choices. The offensive line can be like it was last year, and Ayuk will return, and he'll be the wide receiver, or Ayuk isn't a part of the Niners, but they get improved offensive line play next season. They protect Purdy better. Which do you want?
Wow. I'm going with the first, man, just because I'm pro IU.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm tingling with that, but Steiny, Ayuk is a bad dude. And if you're telling me, well, they wouldn't get better protection, but I just don't feel like you can make that up with Jennings and Pearsall or by committee. That's just me. And he kept your season alive in the playoffs, and I know people go, oh, Goo, those just two plays. Nah, those were two acrobatic plays by one Ayuk that kept the season alive.
Yeah, he didn't have a good postseason.
And I'm saying they didn't.
Who?
The Niners offense, defense, coaching. And I mean, that caller's point, Donnie, real quick here, he said Chris Jones. I want to rip my mic out because he said Super Bowl, but Super Bowls, that mimicked the 19th Super Bowl. It's the same thing. Went down to the end, they had the ball with a chance to win, and offensive linemen were just whiffing on the most important pass plays of the game. That happened twice.
I think you got to stop living in the past. Yeah, we're coming up on the 2024 season. What good, and what? Let me ask you this. What does it matter that Jimmy Garoppolo overthrew Emmanuel Sanders 5 years ago?
And I wasn't even thinking of that one. He had time to throw that ball. I'm just talking about other plays where he's getting hit in the your boy was wrecking the play, hitting him in the side of the helmet, Jimmy, Chris Jones was. Steiny, I guess the reason I won't let it go is technically it keeps happening at the most inopportune time. And outside of Trent Williams, how would you grade this Niner offensive line? They need to add something.
How are they going to add something now?
No, just X's and O's wise.
San Jose Jazz fan on YouTube. Offensive line, offensive line, offensive line, offensive line. Fernie559, let go of Brandon Ayuk for an improved line. Let's see.
If they had that, they would do it.
You can't get back to the Super Bowl, or you can't get to the Super Bowl without an offensive line. So it sounds like 49er fans are more concerned, and you can tell me if I'm right or not, at 888-957-9570. Are you more concerned with the 49ers offensive line or possibly them being without a weapon in Brandon Ayuk? I'm kind of with the comments I've read. I mean, I think you can get it done without Ayuk.
Wow.
If you'd have to.
Well,
I do.
The Niners have proven they can get there with this current offensive line or a different version of it in 19. But the bottom line is, Steiny, can you win it all?
Is the offensive line the biggest football issue for the San Francisco 49ers right now? I'd have to say it probably is, right?
For me, it is. Outside of Trent Williams, Steiny, we don't know.
But like, even if, let's just say right now, the 49ers traded Ayuk for a pick, a first or second round pick that they won't utilize till next year. Will you look at the San Francisco 49ers and say, our biggest issue is lack of weapons, lack of a number one receiver? Or would you say our biggest issue is still the offensive line? Because if we get Purdy really good protection, he's going to have enough weapons to make it work.
Look at my man in his bag. That's a layup for me, left-handed layup, Steiny, and I'm going lack of weaponry and a number one wide receiver. Tebow is a gadget guy. He's special. But I feel like he's a one-trick pony. Defenses are caught up, and that's why to have that balance of Ayuk to be able to stretch it and do what he does, is different. And maybe, hey, I said, oh, Purdy overthrew him three times. Maybe better O-line, better protection, Purdy hits him.
You should be upset then with the Niners because if the way you're describing Deebo Samuel, and you just called him a one-trick pony and a gadget player,
which was not
well, then they made a mistake paying him $24 million.
No, it's a damn good gadget, and well, it's a damn good gadget when you got a guy like Ayuk and Kittle, you know, also around you. So I hope I don't sound like I'm dismissing Deebo. He plays off of what they have, off of Ayuk. They play off each other perfectly, and it gives Kyle more opportunity. They lost three games without Deebo. Him two and a half because he went out early in Cleveland.
What do you got for me?
Is this a compliment or an insult? Kenny, you're a one-trick pony.
Depends what my one trick is.
The one trick is phenomenal. You are beautiful.
I'm not saying it, but Kenny, you're a gadget. You're just a gadget player.
That's a backhanded compliment.
Oh, boy.
He's better than that.
But hey, he is better than that. And he single-handedly, without damn McCaffrey, put the Niners on his back in years past. He earned that bread. He earned that contract.
All right, 888-957-9570. I see people lining up, want to talk about the 49ers. Training camp starts next week on Wednesday. We will be down in Santa Clara along with the morning roast. And what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This week is all jacked up on 95.7 The Game, presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.